when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
To make the evening brighten, if you come around tonight, tomorrow night, you come around for more.
Well, you've never seen a star like that before. I'm afraid you'll never see a star like that again. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual NPR station emanating out of Southampton all the way west along the Long Island Expressway. Well, that inimitable voice was Robert Morse, who sadly, I just learned this morning, passed away at the age of 90. And he was one of the brightest lights in the Broadway marquee, lighting up every show he was ever in. An astonishing array of Tony nominations, Tony Awards, and a career that went back, to the 1950s and absolutely indelible in everything he did. So we're going to put together a quick show today to honor his legacy. That little lanyap you had at the beginning was him as Captain Andy in Hal Prince's 94 revival of Showboat. He never came to New York in it, and there's not a lot of singing for Captain Andy, but I thought Captain Andy's ballyhoo was a good way of introducing the ballyhoo that was Robert Morse. Well, he was born in Newton, Massachusetts on May 18th, 1931. And interestingly enough, he made his Broadway debut in The Matchmaker, written by Thornton Wilder with Shirley Booth, opposite Anthony Perkins, as that duo, Barnaby and Cornelius, as their immortalized in the musical, of course, Hello, Dolly. But Hal Prince figured in his next show, which was Say Darling, which was a play within a musical within a play about the production ostensibly of The Pajama Game. And he played the young Hal Prince, known as Ted Snow. And Hal Prince thought his performance was much more aggressive than Hal Prince wanted to own up to. But for that, Morse was nominated for his first Tony in 1959 for Best Supporting Actor in a Play. And then he got nominated the next year for Best Supporting Actor in a Musical for Take Me Along, which is the musical version of O'Neill's Ah, Wilderness. So let us hear two songs sung by Robert Morse from that show.
I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom by the sea. And we loved with a love that was more than a love, I and my Annabel Lee. And that was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud by night, chilling my Annabel Lee. A wind blew out of a cloud by night, chilling my Annabel Lee. Killing my Annabel Lee.
I would die before even 1 minute went by. I would lean down and kiss you goodbye. Then I'd die. That could happen to me instead of you. And if it did, what would you do?
If you did it, I'd do it too. I would die. Supposing one morning I'm fragile and faint, I fall on the floor and I feel bad. The doctors don't know what it is or it ain't, but like as not, I've gotten what Camille had.
I would die before even 1 minute went by. I could not live without you, that's why I would die. That could happen to me instead of you. And if it did, what would you do?
If you did it, I'd do it too. I would die.
But nothing is going to happen to us, Muriel. Our love will keep us alive. Camille died because she knew deep in her heart that she could never marry Armand. We're engaged now. And in just 4 or 5 years, we'll be married. I'll marry you, Muriel, and I'll take care of you forever.
Supposing it's our wedding day. There's blossoms and singing and crying. My daddy is waiting to give me away. But suddenly, I'm wounded and I'm dying.
How'd you get wounded?
Stabbed by a crazed and jealous lover.
I would die, I would die. I would lean down and kiss you goodbye. May I drop if I'm telling a lie? I would die. Said 9 o'clock. She said 9 o'clock. Can I just keep breathing till 9 o'clock? Little heart, will you please hold together till she's here, standing near again? 'Cause at 9 o'clock we may see a sight like the world's first rainbow to glow at night. And if we get a kiss just then, we'll see miracles from 9 to 10. At 9 o'clock, we may see a sight like the world's first rainbow to glow at night. And if we get a kiss just then, we'll see miracles from 9 to 10.
"9 o'clock" from Take Me Along, sung much better, in my opinion, than by Seth MacFarlane. At any rate, so Morse climbed up literally the ladder of success. His next show, he was introduced by coming down on a window washer's ladder, I guess, in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, Frank Lesser's 1961 musical, which won the Pulitzer Prize. And this was a star-making performance by Robert Morse. So let us hear the beginning of How to Succeed.
how to apply for a job, how to advance from the mailroom, how to sit down at a desk, how to take memorandums, how to develop executive style, how to commute in a three-button suit with that weary executive smile. This book is all that I need. How to succeed. How to observe personnel. How to select whom to lunch with. How to avoid petty friends. How to begin making contacts. How to walk into a conference room with an idea, brilliant business idea, that will make your expense account zoom. This book is all that I need. How to succeed.
When I joined this firm as a brash young man, well, I said to myself, now, brash young man, don't get any ideas. Well, I stuck to that, and I haven't had one in years.
You play it safe.
I play it the company way. Wherever the company puts me, there I stay.
But what is your point of view?
I have no point of view.
Supposing the company thinks that...
I think so, too.
Now, what would you say?
I wouldn't say.
Your face is a company face.
It smiles at executives, then goes back in place.
The company furniture.
Oh, it suits me fine.
The company letterhead.
A valentine.
Anything you're against.
Unemployment.
When they want brilliant thinking from employees.
That is no concern of mine.
Suppose a man of genius makes suggestions.
Watch that genius get suggested to resign.
So you play it the company way.
All company policy is by me okay.
You'll never rise up to the top.
But there's one thing clear. Whoever the company fires, I will still be here.
You certainly found a home.
It's cozy.
Your brain is a company brain.
The company washed it, now I can't complain.
Hey, the company magazine.
The what style, what punch.
The company restaurant.
Every day, same lunch. Their haddock sandwich, it's delicious.
I must try it.
Early in the week.
Do you have any hobbies?
I've a hobby. I play gin with Mr. Bratton.
Mr. Bratton, do you play it nicely?
Play it nicely. Still, he blitzes me in every game like that.
Why?
Because I play it the company way. Executive policy is by me okay.
How can you get anywhere?
Junior, have no fear. Whoever the company fires, I will still be
you
here.
You will still be here.
Year after year after fiscal. Never take a risk, oh yeah!
That is from Frank Lesser's score of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Sammy Smith and Robert Morris, who is the center of our attention today because we just learned he passed away at the age of 90. He was always a good partner in a song. He was always could either play the funny guy or the straight guy, and we'll hear some of his funnier duets as we go forward. Well, he won the Tony Award that year for Best Actor in a Musical, and it is not J. Pierpont Finch the most endearing or charming part. He's quite a rogue who climbs his way to the top with a fair degree of prevarication and manipulation, but he was so charming, he was so elfin, a word I suppose was used quite a lot with him, that he made the show everything it remains today, which is a great classic in the American musical theater. Here is a wonderful trio by an elevator. It's been a long day.
Well, here it is, 5 p.m., the finish of a long day's work, and there they are, both of them, the secretary and the clerk. Not very well acquainted, not very much to say, but I can hear those two little minds ticking away. Now she's thinking,
I wonder if we take the same bus.
And he's thinking,
there could be quite a thing between us.
Now she's thinking,
he really is a dear.
And he's thinking,
but what of my career?
And she says, and he says,
well, it's been a long day.
Well, it's been a long, been a long, been a long, been a long day.
Now she's thinking,
I wish that he were more of a flirt.
And he's thinking,
I guess a little flirting won't hurt.
She's thinking,
what dinner we could meet.
And he's thinking,
we both have got to eat.
And she says, and he says,
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a long day.
Well, it's been a long, been a long, been a long, been a long day.
Hey, there's a yummy Friday special at Stouffer's. It's $1.90 vegetable plate. And on the bottom of the ad, not bad, service for two, $3.58. To make a bargain, make a date.
Wonderful.
It's fate.
Now she's thinking,
what female kind of trap could I spring?
And he's thinking,
I might as well forget the whole thing.
Now she's thinking,
suppose I take his arm.
And he's thinking,
well, really, what's the harm?
And she says,
hungry.
And he says,
yeah.
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 Well, it's been a long day. Well, it's been a long, been a long, been a long, been a long day.
There you are. Yes, there's that face. That face that somehow I trust. It may embarrass you to hear me say it, but say it I must. Say it I must. You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good, solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's the bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you.
when my faith in my fellow man all but falls apart, I've but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart, I take heart to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet with the slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth, oh, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Gotta stop that man. Gotta stop that man. Or he'll stop me. Big wheel, big beaver, boiling hot with hot office fever. Gotta stop, gotta stop, gotta stop that man.
Oh, I believe in you.
Don't let him be such a hero.
I believe in
stop
you.
Stop that man, gotta stop him.
You.
Stop that man.
That is the film version, I think 1966, of I Believe in You, Bobby Morse's signature tune, and a slightly more amplified version for the movies. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are playing tribute to the one, the only, Robert Morse, who passed away at the age of 90. He was a tough guy to pigeonhole into things. He was always playing either the goofy guy, he said, or the funny guy, or the hero's best friend. He tried to make some movies in the late 60s, early 70s. They were not enduring or endearing, frankly, but the stage called him back in 1972. For a musical version of Some Like It Hot called Sugar. And he once said amusingly, all the parts that are available for me in the movies they give to Jack Lemmon. Well, here was his chance to play the Jack Lemmon part, the part of Jerry or Daphne in Some Like It Hot, the musical called Sugar. They announced one next year with Christian Borle. Why? Sugar, perfectly good score and a perfectly hilarious performance. Here is Tony Roberts and Bobby Morse with The Beauty That Drives Men Mad.
Hello world, they call us Daphne and Josie. £1,000 of paradise from head to toesy. Here is the kind of beauty that drives a man, mad. Please watch how close the kitties get. This ain't no Erectoset. This here's the beauty that drives a man mad. What looks we get from cabbies and truckers when we go by, it's like the whole world puckers. Here's the kind of beauty that drives a man, mad. The way this stuff undulates, it should carry license plates. This here's the beauty that drives a man mad. Rocks 'em and our perfume slays 'em.
They say it's bottled in a French gymnasium. Here is the kind of beauty that drives a man, man. This here fancy frillery just hides big artillery. This here's the beauty that drives a man mad. When you wish upon a star, sometimes angels can go to Mars. The beauty that drives a man,
Well, we're looking at Sugar, the musical version of Some Like It Hot that starred Bobby Morse and Tony Roberts, and another Tony nomination for Robert Morse. Here is, I think, one of the great comic songs written. It's Julie Stein and Bob Merrill. And, you know, I said earlier what a great partner he was. He managed to show people off next to him in such a great way. So here is We Could Be Close. Elaine Joyce as Sugar Cane and Bobby Morse stuck in a berth traveling to Miami.
It doesn't take long to know that a person is your kind of person.
And there's nothing worse than to know that a person is not.
Person who thinks she sees some of her own idiosyncrasies, some of her own dreams and fantasies in you.
It's true, good Lord, sweetheart, how perceptive of you.
I'm a dreamer, completely unrealistic.
You've described my main characteristic.
Listen, sweetie, yes, indeedy,
we could be close.
I'm a Pisces.
And I was born a Taurus.
Gosh, we got the planets going for us.
Listen, sweetie, yes, indeedy,
we could be close.
We could be, we, you and me could be as close as any two sisters could be.
Bobbing around, throbbing like two canaries, share alike, sharesy.
I've got three sisters and a brother. I'd love to have some kids at some time or another.
Sometimes I worry that I'll never be a mother.
I can see how you and me, we could be close.
We'll lounge around and answer our mail.
Or rush downtown if there is a sale.
Don't you just love trying on merchandise?
Oh.
I've been wondering, what's your size?
I'm a size 8 with a C cup.
I'm a 40 with a wee cup.
You pad with cotton.
I almost was forgotten.
We could be close.
You've got something that really is worth prizing.
I've got something even more surprising.
I can see how you and me, we could be close.
Daphne. Do you think I merely wish to toy with you? Do you?
Oh, my God.
When I have sought you near and far, if you do not believe my boundless joy with you, you've underestimate the girl you are. Some girls in this world have bits of that or this, daisies for two eyes and butterflies for lips. But I've met an angel who is lovely from the inside out and beautiful through and through. Crash, swept off my feet by love I can't repress. Could you be unaware of treasures you possess? An angel who is lovely from the inside out and beautiful through and through. Hear my heart call you. Ooh, ooh. My dreams are all you. Ooh, ooh. Could you but love me? Ooh.
God, this is lovely.
Somewhere in my soul are passions that astound. Suddenly love's poems are vibrant and profound. And miracles can come true. You dance the rooftops of the world and have to confess the view. So beautiful. Ooh. Through and through.
I'm engaged. Yes, there are those magic nights when hearts take magic flights above the city's din, up where the world is a musette and life's an omelette and both the eggs are him. Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime adore, je t'aime, je t'aime adore, I'll be alone no more. C'est bon, c'est bon, c'est bon, c'est bon. My foolish fears have flown. On bluebird wings they soar. Oh my God, he's in love with me.
Beautiful.
La 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 la.
So beautiful.
Well, that was another wonderful duet. That was Cyril Richard, yes, Captain Hook, falling in love as Osgood, aging billionaire with Robert Morse in drag from Sugar. As I said, another Tony nomination. Well, what was he going to do next? His next project was a slightly odd one a couple years later, 1976, called So Long 174th Street, which was based on Carl Reiner's memoir, Enter Laughing, and he played a teenager named David Kolowitz, although he was in his mid-40s at the time, so it was sort of structured as a flashback. But here are two very amusing songs, scored by Stan Daniels, which shows an aging Bobby Morse, but still a wonderful Bobby Morse, as David Kolowitz, the actor.
I know what I want to be, but my parents would kill me if I told them. I want to be an actor. Boy, that would be some life. An actor. Me. See that good-looking beast coming out of his East Side penthouse. with the camel hair coat and the custom-built motor car. That's David Kollowitz, the actor. That's David Kollowitz, the actor. That's David Kollowitz, the actor. That's David Kollowitz, the star.
See that elegant swine passing right through the line at Sardi's.
Where?
There. Now he's pausing to chat with some columnist at the bar.
Who is he?
Who is he? That's David Kollowitz, the actor.
Are you positive?
That's David Kollowitz.
The actor?
Yes, I'm sure of it. It's David Kollowitz, the actor.
He's magnificent.
It's David Kollowitz, the star.
Taking a walk with his prize-winning cocker spaniel.
Don't you recognize him? His admirers span from Tahiti to Zanzibar.
You mean?
Of course, that's David Kollowitz.
The actor?
Yes, your holiness. That's David Kollowitz.
The actor?
There's another one. That's David Kollowitz, the actor.
Where's my camera?
It's David Kollowitz, the star.
Look, the actually alert, let me take his picture.
Yes, the bigger they get, the nicer they are.
Look, Royal Highness, it's David the Kollowitz, the actor.
Hey, Mr. President, that's David Kollowitz, the actor.
Hey, Eleanor, that's David Kollowitz, the actor.
I suggest, how about lunch tomorrow?
Lunch tomorrow?
Yes, at the Hebrew National Delicatessen.
Well, all right.
All right. A date with Miss B, an older woman. A date with Miss B, I mean, who knows? Anything could happen, I mean, anything could happen. They say with older women, anything goes.
Stuffed kishka.
One kishka.
Schmaltz herring.
One herring.
A lean pastrami.
A Swiss and salami.
Swiss and salami.
A cup of beet borscht.
Chicken soup with matzo balls.
Matzo balls.
A side of lox.
Gefilte fish.
A cheese balloon.
Kanish.
One second. Boys, the matzo balls, cut the fish into it. Okay.
Some coleslaw.
Hot peppers.
Peppers.
A sour pickle.
Pickle.
A nickel, a schnickel.
Okay.
A small piece of strudel.
The same for me.
A celery tonic.
A lemon tea.
Will that be all, miss? Will that be all, sir?
Just one other thing.
I'll have him.
I'll have her.
Bolero on Rye, another great Bobby Morse duet. That was with Patty Carr and Arthur Rubin from the score to So Long 174th Street. Well, that was a big bomb. It opened at the absolute wrong time to do a charming musical comedy. And it played at the Harkness Theater, which I think was on Broadway in the 60s, 62nd Street. And it closed the theater down. And the marquee was up there for months and months and months. And Bobby Morse rode the bus every day and said I felt like such a failure, and begged them to tear it down, but it never quite happened. Well, he had his own renaissance playing Truman Capote in 1989. A wonderful one-man show. He was fantastic in it. I think it was recorded for PBS, and he won a Tony for Best Actor in a Play. So he's in that very select company of actors who won as Best Actor in a Musical and Best Actor in a Play. But his charms were always, shall we say, old-fashioned. So let's hear one of the only one-off recordings I know by Robert Morse.
I am not such a clever one about the latest fads. I admit I was never one
adored like other lads.
Not that I ever tried to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane. The starry song that April sings. This year's fancies, oh, are passing fancies, but sighing sighs.
Holding hands, these my heart understands.
I'm old-fashioned, and I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me.
But I don't mind it.
That's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay
old-fashioned with me.
Now you may join the Elks, my friend, and I may join the Shriners, and other men may carry cards as members of the Diners. Still others wear a golden key or small Greek letter pin. But I have learned there's one great club that all of us are in. There is a brotherhood of man, a benevolent brotherhood of man, a noble tie that binds all human hearts and minds into one brotherhood of man. Your lifelong membership is free. Keep giving each brother all you can. Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity, the great big brotherhood of man. So, Wally, before you consider firing everybody, remember this. One man may seem incompetent, another not make sense, while others look like quite a waste of company expense. They need a brother's leadership, so please don't do them in. Remember, mediocrity is not a mortal sin. There,
in the brotherhood of man, dedicated to giving all we can.
Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity,
the great big brotherhood of man?
No kidding. Is there really a brotherhood,
yes, brother,
of man,
brother, brother,
on the level of brotherhood of man?
Oh, yes, oh, yes. A noble tie that binds all human hearts and minds
into one brotherhood of man.
Oh, yes, your membership is free. Keep giving each brother all you can.
Reminds us in How to Succeed that we are all a brotherhood of man. There were few performers in the history of Broadway as unique, as rousing, as idiosyncratic. When a friend wrote me this morning that he had died, I wrote, he was a total theater animal. You had to see him on stage to appreciate that. And a sign of his genius, is, I think, is how well he comes across in cast albums. You feel like you're watching him on a cast album. That's the best That's the best compliment I can deliver for a performance. He had a final round of applause as Bertram Cooper in Mad Men. He was nominated for 5 Emmys, and for the episode in which he passed away, they gave him a singing and dancing solo back where he always belonged, singing and dancing in an advertising agency. Thank you, Bobby Morse. We believe in you.
The stars in the sky, the moon on high, they're great for you and me because they're free. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free. Everyone, the best things in life are free.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.